And welcome to another edition of the LinuxQuestions.org podcast. As you may have noticed from the lack of podcasts and blog posts, I was away for a bit. I'm back and almost done catching up now, so everything should be back to normal soon. Want to help spread the word about LinuxQuestions.org and have the chance to win a great limited edition LQ shirt in the process? The latest LQ contest is now underway. The shirt in question is not one from the LQ store, but one that was only available as a very select giveaway at the LQ Linux World booth in Boston. The two members who refer the most members between now and May 14th, midnight LQ time, will each receive a prize. For more information and full contest rules, visit linuxquestions.org. I am happy to report that Ilan, and I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly, whom I first came in contact with via Scale 3, will be recording some podcasts at the upcoming MySQL Users Conference. These podcasts will be posted to LQ Radio, so stay tuned. Thanks, Ilan. And on this note, if you are ever attending a conference and are interested in getting some clips for LQ Radio, please contact me. We're always looking for Linux and open source news tips, comments on the podcast, and feedback in general. You should always feel free to either email me directly, post at LQ Radio, or send in an audio comment. Also, if you enjoy the show, don't forget to head over to podcastalley.com and vote for the LinuxQuestions.org podcast. Thanks. And now onto the news. The first story I have is one that seems to be getting more and more heated, and that is the recent BitKeeper news. As you probably know by now, Linus will no longer be using BitKeeper for the main Linux repository after Larry McVoy recently revoked the free license. Visit my blog for links to the gory details. Things here seem to be getting uglier and uglier, though. I've still not had the amount of time needed to properly sort out all the info, but I'm a bit surprised that the fallout has been as bad as it has. There's a real danger of the community becoming fractured or polarized here, and we really need to avoid that. Tridge did what he does, and is damn good at, and it's hard to believe that his intentions were bad, or that he was doing anything with malice. At the same time, Linus has always been of the opinion that commercial products, even closed-source ones, are not inherently evil, and that using them, if they are clearly the best, is fine. In this case, that clearly annoyed people, but at the end of the day, Linux is still Linus's project, whether you agree with him or not. At any rate, what's done is done, and we need to get this sorted and put behind us. Linus is writing Git for SCM for the kernel, and both sides are clearly a bit agitated here. I, for one, will continue to watch this extremely closely as the impact could be far-reaching. And one problem that seems to be fanning the flames here is the amount of disinformation floating around. Many sites seem to have contradicting reports, so it's hard to get things straight. The next story. It should come as no surprise that SCO's revenue continues to fall. They claim to anticipate that their Unix business will see a turnaround with the next release, codenamed Legend, but I'll believe that when I see it. This was recently covered in an eWeek article. Two interesting bits from that article. First, McBride accused popular legal news site GrokLaw of being a front for anti-SCO parties and that its editor, Pamela Jones, isn't who she says she is. A quote from McBride. "We're digging into who Pam Jones is, and we're close to the bottom," end quote. Bottom of what, I'm not sure. She's someone who got interested in the case and did a lot of hard work to dig into it. I've spoken with her on numerous occasions, emailed with her on numerous occasions, and she seems quite legitimate and quite sincere from my point of view. The second bit, McBride also stated that SCO has reviewed Sun's plan to open source Solaris and that they are 100% okay with that plan. They feel that there is, quote, "no problem with what Sun is planning to do and that it will not hurt SCO's Unix intellectual property rights," end quote. That seems a bit odd to me considering the case against IBM, but with all that's been going on with SCO in the past, you really have come to expect the unexpected. Tim O'Reilly recently posted his thoughts on self-publishing to his blog. As many of you know, I have a book in the very early stages, and I chose not to go the self-published route. Reading what Tim wrote reaffirms my decision, which makes me happy. Tim is smart, and I trust his comments. I should have more information about the book available in the near future. And the last story. It looks like Munich has selected a distro for its Linux migration. While it was SUSE, along with IBM, that did the original year-long pilot, the city chose to go with Debian for the final rollout. One has to wonder if SUSE would have been selected if it was still an independent German company and not a division of US-based Novell. The Debian distro will be customized for the job, and they hope to begin the migration by the end of this year. This is one of the largest government Linux migrations ever, and its outcome could have a huge impact on future uptake of Linux in government, so this is definitely a story you're going to want to keep your eye on. It's so important, in fact, that it was reported that when the original decision was made, Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer cut short a ski vacation in Switzerland to travel to Munich to speak with the mayor. Clearly, what he said wasn't able to sway the decision, and that I'm glad for. Good luck. That's all I have for now, but thanks for listening.